From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, the Men with a Message inspire students at Bogwalk High in St. Catherine. Hours after CSJP's Men with a Message concluded their presentation, scores of students from the Bogwalk High School were still repeating the words of encouragement left with them by the reformed gangsters. The group of 10 men with a message hailed from various inner-city communities in Kingston. They all ran into problems with the law, but through CSJP's intervention, they've now turned their lives around. The group is now spreading their message to youngsters with the hope that through their experiences, students will steer clear of crime and badness. The Men with a Message recently made presentations to Bogwalk's students as part of the Lower School Day celebration. After the presentation, students could be seen in their lunch groups, chanting and composing songs using the messages that resonated with them from Men with a Message.
My name is O'Neill Kelly. I attend to Bogwalk High School. I'm currently in grade 8 and badness and madness.
O'Neill shares more of what he took away from the presentation.
Crime no pay. Bad news not really pay because you have 2 ways for you know. Either you're dead or you go to jail. So, I encourage all young youth themselves to pick up badness, stand at school and take in your education. Because of that, I care.
Nicholas Miller, one of the Men with a Message, says it is sometimes difficult to reach youngsters, but when he encounters this, he remembers his experiences as a teen and shares the message from this standpoint.
I use that and just start tell them, say, when I was for them age, I basically use people that use me for them dirty work. I'm not asking a question, but just I do it. That was a fool move. Reaction, you cry, them come to me, come ask me, yo, my daddy go through that for real? Me I say, yeah, man, me no want that for you. And them I say, yeah, them no want it for themselves too.
Mr. Miller says he is happy to be part of a group which is making a difference in the lives of young people.
A lot of kids in Jamaica, they need to get saved. We see changes, now we look at speech and we get. And if we can go everywhere in Jamaica and out of Jamaica too, could give them speech. It can save the world, not just Jamaica. Because if the youth them save, sure feel better Jamaica.
As a result, Mr. Miller says he always has a special message for the young people he meets.
I always think it's in them head. Don't make no one think for you. Think for yourself. Because you see, if you can't think for yourself, everything's set enough. Because if you think you're there at school, you're going to want your education. Once you can do that, everything will be good.
Guidance counselor at Bogwalk High, Jacqueline McFarlane, says the presentation was a great success.
I heard the claps, I heard the laughter, I heard them saying some things and they were enjoying it. And they said, Miss, it was good.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.